Money FM 89.3, best of the evening runway. Culture Club.
Money FM 89.3. It is the evening runway. I'm Elliot Danker. It's time now for Culture Club. Let's talk about hotels. I mean, whether it's a staycation or a getaway, it's really worth splurging on a luxury stay, right? I mean, let's be real. Luxury hotels, they provide an experience unlike any other. One where exceptional service meets extraordinary amenities in an environment that's crafted for pure indulgence. So why settle for anything less when you can immerse yourself in sheer opulence? Well, our next guest is the mastermind behind designing luxury hotels all around the world. He's got quite a few additions that you may have heard of. W. Mina Senyahi in Dubai, a Fullerton Hotel Ocean Park in Hong Kong, J.W. Marriott at Khao Lak in Thailand, Roko Kyoto in Japan, Six Senses in Kyoto, just to name a few, as well as the hotly anticipated one, which is the Banyan Tree in Dongguan, China. We're going to speak right now with Clint Nagata, the founder and creative partner of Blink Design Group. Clint, good afternoon. How are you?
I'm good. Good afternoon. How are you?
Very good. Thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us. I suppose let's start off with the Blink Design Group. Tell us a little bit more about the company and how you guys approach each project.
Yeah, so the Blink Design Group, I founded here in Bangkok, Thailand, in about 2006. I'm originally from Hawaii, moved out to Asia. I love the whole vibe that's happening in Thailand. Thought the Thais are very creative, and that really fueled me to start the office here. So fast forward to today, 2024, we're quite busy focusing on luxury hotel projects throughout the world. We've done projects in Bora Bora, which is a fascinating place, beautiful place, throughout Asia, obviously, and slowly moving westward towards the Middle East, and now a few projects in Europe as well.
Oh, that sounds quite interesting. Before opening your own studio, you mentioned you were in Hawaii. I mean, what prompted that move? What made you go on that journey?
It's funny because I think people always ask, you know, why make that move? And for me, it was simple. There was so much going on in Asia at that time, or at 2006. So I really wanted to be part of that. Back then, I was flying back and forth between Hawaii and Asia. So I spent half my time here. So it was really automatic for me to come here and start the company.
That sounds quite interesting. Of course, on the line with us right now is Clint Nagata, who's the founder and creative partner of Blink Design Group. These guys are known for the timeless luxury designs and the dedication to the essence of each place and the unique characteristics that they put together. Clint, let's continue talking a little bit about your professional journey. Of course, now you are based in Bangkok. Relocating to a different environment, does that help you in terms of career inspiration, especially because you're in a creative industry, because you're in a design industry?
I think it did. I mean, you know, Hawaii is a beautiful place, as you can imagine, but nothing sort of happens much there. You know, things take time. It's an island. Beautiful place. So, but I was always inspired by other elements of culture being one, fashion being another. And you know, it's really such a different scene here in Asia. So that, you know, really brought on a lot of stimulation for design for me. So it was a great move. I mean, I still have no regrets about moving.
Is it hard, you know, considering you studied architecture, I know quite a few architects myself, and I wonder, did you have to intentionally position yourself to work on projects, which means designing hotels and resorts? I don't know, is there a mindset that goes into that? Is there a career decision? How does that aspect of the career work out?
Yeah, you know, I always believe that things happen by chance. And when I was graduating from university, I applied to this ad in the paper. The ad said, wanted creative individuals. It just so happened that that, until today, is one of the preeminent luxury resort design firms. And that's really how I got started. So it was sort of a happen chance that I applied for a job. That was my first job and previous only job. You know, grew up there, 14 years there, able to work with the name partner. So really opened the doors for me, and I really learned a lot there. And, you know, that was the transition from being an architect to becoming a resort architect. And then later on, you know, the transformation happened when I started Blink to start to do more and more hotel interiors, and now focusing on luxury hotel interiors and other products like restaurants and residences as well.
So if I were to put you on the spot and ask you to name your favorite hotel or resort that you've designed, do you have one on your list, or are they all your babies?
That's always a hard question. Like choosing a favorite kid, you know, you sort of like one kid for one reason, right?
Yeah.
But you love them all. So.
That is a tricky one. No worries. I won't make it difficult for you. But let's talk about designing a hotel in a city. How is that different from designing a resort? I mean, apart from the environment, but does the mindset need to be different? Do you need to constantly imagine being in a relaxed state, or am I simplifying it?
Well, I think there are two different ways to look at it, and one is contextually. So I think contextually, you know, whether we design a resort or an urban hotel, really the idea is to focus on placemaking, whether it's, you know, you're at a beach or you're in a city. But I think physically, it's obviously two different spaces. So, and for that case, usually generates two different uses, user types. So, you know, urban projects are normally there for business or you're out to see the city. So that intent is different versus when you go to a resort, you know, really there to relax, to enjoy the outdoors. So two different perspectives, and also the idea of placemaking. These two elements really drive the design ethos for both types of projects.
The personal aspect, how does that pay? Because we're talking about a sensory experience, right? But mm-hmm. every guest sort of experiences that very differently. How tricky is that for you to navigate?
It's quite challenging. You know, we always try to make at a point to really do our research when we do projects and to put yourself in, you know, the eyes or the presence of a guest that's actually experiencing it. But you have to sort of look at it from different lenses, you know, whether they're couple or, you know, single traveler, because you want to really create something that satisfies everyone and not just focus on one particular group.
Okay.
So you have to constantly sort of wear different hats, you know, per se. So look at things differently.
Okay. What about trends? How does that factor in? And what are some of the current trends you're seeing in terms of the architecture space these days?
I think because of COVID, you know, we really appreciated the space, or at least our sense of space has been changed, where we appreciate more space, especially in the luxury segment. But I guess when it comes to trends, for me, it's a very difficult thing because on one hand, you want to be relevant. You know, you want people to come to your property, but on the other hand, you don't want to be so trendy that tomorrow you're out of date, you know. So I think it's important that hotels last. And I think, you know, in Asia, we've got some great ones.
Yeah.
There in Singapore, you've got the Ritz-Carlton, which is wonderful. The people constantly go back there. So I think trends are good. I think, you know, on the other hand, they don't really last as long.
Okay, that comes the whole idea of, I mean, at the end of the day, this is a thankless job. We don't realize how when, you know, designers like yourselves or creators like yourselves are putting a place together, how you have to balance everything and ensure there's that sense of timelessness. How do you tackle trends evolving?
You know, the most challenging part when you design a resort or hotel is that we start the process somewhere about 5 years in advance. So
yeah.
You really have to guess, like, what is going to be, you know, the design can't open and already look old. So how do you stay ahead of the trend that's current today? And I guess I would say that sort of comes almost instinctively through years and years of experience of doing, you know, multiple resorts and hotels and properties around different locations, that you sort of learn what worked before and what you shouldn't do again because it didn't work before.
Yeah.
So it's somewhat of a trial and error, but I think it's more of a very well-guessed, educated guess.
As founder of Blink Design Group, what is next for the company? Any projects in particular you're working on that you can share?
We just opened a Dubai office about a year and a half ago. So we're very bullish on the Middle East. And from that office location, we've been working on some of the Saudi projects, the PIF projects, like Trojena. Trojena is a ski resort on the top of a mountain. It only snows twice a year, though, in that part of Saudi Arabia. But I think they'll host the Asian Olympic Winter Games, so that would be great. Mm. We're looking forward to that. And then we just signed a few projects in Europe, so we've been making trips out there and working on a few things in France and Eastern Europe as well.
Mm. Just a final word, Clint. I mean, designing for projects is one thing, putting everything together, of course, dealing with trends, all the things that we talked about. But designing in different parts of the world, Clint, any chance you could share, how hard is it to navigate the different cultures that you're always seeing? You kind of always have to be alert about these things.
I find it really fascinating, particularly because, you know, by passport, I'm American, but ethnically, I'm Japanese Hawaiian. Mm. Obviously, I'm very American on the inside, but because of my job, I'm so fortunate to travel to all these different places and to learn about the culture. And, you know, the more you learn about one culture, you sort of see another culture in a different light, even your own culture. And all these things then get sort of wrapped up in how you view design, because you really have to understand what the locals like, right? You've got to put yourselves in their shoes. So I find it quite fascinating.
Sounds like a pretty interesting way to live life as well. I've been speaking with Clint Nagata, who is founder and creative partner for Blink Design Group. Clint, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you. Thank you.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at audio.sg or download the audio app. That's AWEDIO, audio at the App Store and Google Play.